With the First Word News, I'm Ritika Gupta. It won't be all sightseeing for the first all-civilian crew of a manned space mission. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched the four into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center. They will conduct some medical research during their three-day excursion. The passengers include tech billionaire Jared Isaacman. Reports say he may have paid $200 million for the flight, plus he'll donate another $100 million to charity. Australia is joining a new Indo-Pacific security partnership with the US and UK. The agreement was unveiled by the leaders of the three countries in a virtual meeting. The partnership has France upset because it allows Australia to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. And in 2016, Australia agreed to buy as many as a dozen subs from the French. President Biden and the US military have defended calls that Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley made to China in the waning months of the Trump administration. A new book says the general spoke with a top Chinese general twice, telling him the US would not suddenly go to war. A Pentagon spokesman says that's part of Milley's job, and President Biden says he has a great confidence in Milley. Some Republicans say he should be fired. There's speculation about the future of Macau following China's decision to tighten its grip on the gambling hub. Beijing wants to appoint government representatives to supervise casino companies. It also wants to boost local shareholdings in the companies and require them to get approval before distributing dividends. Casino stocks are falling again after yesterday's big sell-off. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ritika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.